Winning bettors, they bet numbers. Losing bettors bet teams. There's not a team on this board this week, any week, that at the right number I wouldn't play. And there's not a team I wouldn't play against. It's not about teams. It's about numbers.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Week 11 in the NFL kicks off tonight as the Seahawks host the Packers. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern time on Fox. Seattle right now on pregame.com is a 3-point favorite at home. On yesterday's show, RJ and Steve Fezzik gave best bets on this game. Let's get an update.
Yeah, we had Seattle yesterday, Fez, at 2.5. Now it's 3. The uninitiated listening might say, wait a minute, a half a point? What's the big deal? It's the biggest deal because 3 is the most key number in the NFL. Fez, in games in which an NFL favorite is around 3, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4, how often does that favorite win by exactly 3?
A full 10% of the time, RJ.
Yeah, not almost 10, let's call it 9. So think about that, guys. If you're laying 2.5, almost 10% of the time, you're going to get a win when it falls 3. Now, if you're laying 3, you're going to push it. That's half a, I mean, you think about it, that's going to cause you, what do we adjust? About 5% on win percentage with that, right? If it's about 4.5%?
Yes.
So that is like the whole edge. So as much as we would love to just say, and quite frankly, where a lot of shows are going to say, if you like it, play it. Well, that's fine if you're doing it recreationally. If you're doing it for value, understand a lot of that value, if not all of it, is now gone. I would still lean that way, and we're going to break down why we lean on Seattle. But two important concepts quickly, kind of slogans. One, winning bettors, they bet numbers. Losing bettors bet teams. There's not a team on this board this week, any week, that at the right number I wouldn't play. And there's not a team I wouldn't play against. It's not about teams. It's about numbers. Also, if you like something, for whatever reason, because we like it, because someone else you respect like it, because you like it, some combination of that, play it as early as you can. Why? Because the marketplace, the Vegas betting market, gets smarter as you move towards kickoff. Why? Because more big bettors get involved. So in general, if you need information, listen, you got a straight job, you're not able to get all your work done till Sunday, what do? You literally have to bet on Sunday. We get it. There's nothing you can do about it. But if you have in the situations that you have a choice, that you know you like something, playing it sooner is better than later.
Yes, but do you not also hold a day job, paying job, a square job?
I mean, some do, Fez. You don't. When's the last time you had a square job, Fez?
2001.
What was it? So you were just winning, and you finally say, you know, I'm winning enough. I should just move to Vegas.
Yeah, I was a vice president for an insurance company in L.A., and I was coming up every week, and I was making more on the weekends in Vegas per hour than I was in Los Angeles.
Well, think about that a second. He is now Steve Fezzik, 2-time Super Contest champion, national radio star. And a while back, he was a vice president. He was a vice president at an insurance company. That just depressed me.
Math
that
geek.
That phrase.
RJ, as the voice of the fan, I've got to step in and speak on behalf of the fans because I want to talk about paranoia. You were saying if you like a line early, get to it early because it could change before game time. There's a paranoia amongst...
Well, so just to be clear, it's not that it could change before game time. It's if it changes, it's probably going to change in the right direction more times or not, meaning it's going to improve. The line's going to get tougher to beat with those late changes. Not always, but more times than not.
I think that sometimes as a casual bettor, we look at, well, we won't want to wait on this because what if we bet it now and then all of a sudden come kickoff, the line changes and it's something better? Like, we want to make sure we're getting the best value, but I think that's what we get confused. As a bettor who's just a casual bettor, we don't know what the best value is. So how can you identify that throughout the week? Is there a trend throughout the week that you can watch?
Well, I think it's one of those things. Let's use what Fezzik does on Tuesdays as an example. So every Tuesday, straight out of Vegas, about 6:50 Eastern time in our last segment of the hour, Fez gives his early bird NFL best bet. That pick has gone, I'm going by memory here, 5-1-1 on the pick itself, 6-1 where it's moved, where the odds got worse for that pick, meaning he was right, Fez, that the line was going to move. Now, 6 out of 7 is higher than your history, but Fez, on his Twitter account, you can get this every week for free, and it's at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K, gives you 5 NFL games on, what day do you put this out?
Friday morning.
That he thinks are going to move. And historically now, over like 4 years, about 70% of the time, he's been right. So let's say you like the favorite, and Fez says the favorite's going to get higher. Well, you lay the 4 now, let's say, whereas if you wait, odds are 70% of the time you're going to lay more than 4. Or if he says, if you like the dog, bet it now because I think it's going to drop. Or vice versa, I like the other side, I'm going to wait and let the line move. So if you can predict the line move, which is very difficult, then you make a personal decision. Otherwise, I think it's hard to predict where the market's going, Jonas. Thus, just bet early. Because more times than not, wherever the market goes, it's going to go in the right direction, meaning towards the team that's a good bet, which means that bet gets worse.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Lakers won their 4th straight last night with a 9-point win over the Blazers. LeBron James led the way with 44 points. That moves him into 5th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on LeBron and the Lakers?
I think, one, I mean, just as a fan, obviously a amazing performance by LeBron, but I think it tells you something about LeBron's motivation. He's going to be motivated in certain spots. Other spots, he's going to sit back and let the young players develop. We've seen that this year. He's not going to be Superman the entire season. To me, Fez, what I see quickly as the spots LeBron's likely to play extra hard, big TV games like last night, and also if there's a downturn that he wants to reverse. It's like, oh, we've lost 2 in a row, 3 in a row. Enough already. Let me be the stopper. And then in other games, they've won 2 or 3 in a row. Now it's a back-to-back against a team that's not on big TV, national TV. I think his motivation is hit or miss. So more than any other NBA team, we're not so much handicapping the Lakers' effort level in a given game, because in the NBA, that varies wildly for almost any team. But we have to handicap, instead of the Lakers, LeBron's mindset. Do you agree with that? And do you agree with my, hey, big TV games and reversing downturns being the two likely times you're going to get everything from LeBron?
Love it. When is LeBron going to go into dad mode and just take over the game when the spotlight's on, or long losing streak? We saw that when the Lakers dropped their first 3 games. Enough of that, and he takes over.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Nobody is safe here on Straight Outta Vegas, not even Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports Radio's own Colin Cowherd, who had this to say regarding a college football topic earlier.
Georgia, Oklahoma are the only teams that could get into that 4 spot that can make Bama work for it. They'd be disruptive. And Georgia's getting their shot in the SEC championship, so cross them out. You get one, you don't get 2 shots. Oklahoma has to be in there. They have all the ingredients: big boy offensive linemen, big boy receivers, mobile quarterback, and a brilliant head coach. I guarantee you, if you ask Nick Saban outside of Georgia who he doesn't want to play in that first game, it's Oklahoma.
So Brad Powers, all the college knowledge. I am tempted to agree with Colin here. Let's break it down. Michigan is the team that, let's say, isn't the obvious choice. Right now, the obvious choice is Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson.
Yep.
And the question becomes, there's potentially going to be a lot of one-loss teams, or more than a few, who deserves it. Right now, you've got Michigan as clearly the best of those teams. You got Michigan better than Notre Dame. Right now, you got Michigan third in the country, correct?
Yes, I do, behind Alabama and Clemson.
Now, I think most professional bettors, the Vegas market, agrees with you that Michigan is better than Oklahoma if they played each other. But I think you like Michigan even more, just a smidge more. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do. I would have on a neutral field Michigan about 5 points better than Oklahoma.
Now, there's a, you know, with Harbaugh, there is this factor.
He smells.
Now, do you consider that?
No, I don't.
Okay. As a Buckeye fan, I need to, but okay, fair enough. Here's the question. Do you believe that Colin's right that Oklahoma, though 5 points worse than Michigan in your mind, matchup-wise, would cause more trouble for Alabama?
To a certain extent, I do, but not enough to make up for that 5 points difference. So if you said, hey, Alabama's going to be a 16-point favorite over Michigan, Alabama's going to be exactly a 16-point favorite over Oklahoma, what ticket do you want? I still want Michigan plus 16 at that line.
Wow, that is, and you know, life isn't simple, right? Vegas is not simple. So Colin's right, Oklahoma, in our opinion, in the Vegas opinion, Oklahoma has a better matchup against Bama, but the difference between the quality of Oklahoma as a team and Michigan is so wide in your mind, that matchup edge isn't enough, and you think Michigan has the better chance to beat Alabama.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Trends of the Week on Straight Outta Vegas.
All right, Brad, all the college knowledge. You got one, and I like this one.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin taking on Purdue this week, and Wisconsin in this trend, 12-0. And what is it? Well, Wisconsin's beaten Purdue. Is it beaten, RJ? Beat or beaten?
You know, I got to get someone to study that, because when I hear you say beaten,
I think I'm the one that got you.
It doesn't sound right. But when I think, oh, Wisconsin has beat, I think it's has beat would be right. Jonas?
It's either one. I work weekend overnight.
I'll tell you this, though. We've got a Northwestern degree here with Fez and a Ohio State degree here. You graduate somewhere, right?
Yeah, Bowling Green.
Bowling Green. So three college degrees amongst three Vegas guys. We're ahead of the game. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyways, Wisconsin has beat Purdue 12 straight times. But yet this week, Wisconsin is an underdog. In the first time in the last 13 meetings, Wisconsin a 4.5-point dog this week to Purdue.
Listen, to all those out there's benefits to having hundreds of thousands of listeners, Jonas. Tweet me at RJ in Vegas. Is it beat or beaten? But you have to have at least a master's in English. I don't want to hear it from you if you don't. If you do, if you tweet and you don't, you're getting ignored. I ain't listening. Oh, wait. All right, Fez, we got a quick one in the NFL. Trend of the week.
Philadelphia Eagles last 32 games, RJ, when they're catching 7.5 points, if you gave them 7.5 points to the line, they're 31-1. This week, they're an 8.5-point underdog against the Saints. This Eagle team does not get blown out.
Well, they certainly didn't teach presentation of trends at Northwestern. You couldn't have made that. I bet it. There's not two people across the country that understood what you said. Let me translate. The Eagles have lost by more than a touchdown how many times?
Just one time the last 32 games.
So it wasn't them getting 7.5 points. It was they didn't lose by more than a touchdown. Once in 32 games.
Yes.
And they're getting more than a touchdown this week.
An 8.5, RJ.
So the question is, now, hey, it's easy to say, wait a minute, Eagles aren't as good as they've been recently. The Saints are the best team in the NFL. But history says Saints don't lose. Even, you know, all teams lose games. The Eagles tend to keep it close. You can use that trend and benefit from it after I saved it from Fez. One quick for me. And this one, I've never heard anywhere else. And it's a real strong one. If a team is playing on Thursday and the week before, they're a favorite. All right, so it's specifically on Thursday and a favorite. They do horribly this week. And the logic makes a ton of sense. And we saw it a little bit with Green Bay, or check that. We saw it with Minnesota against Buffalo. Remember, Minnesota had that Thursday game coming up against the Rams, and they let the Bills upset them as 17-point dogs. Now, that's an extreme case, but what was our takeaway? Oh, they were favored. They say, we're going to save a little energy for that Thursday game, and they struggle. Well, with Thanksgiving coming up, understand there's three teams favored. I'll let you guys research it. There's three teams favored this week who are actually playing on Thursday, and historically, that's only about 40% against the spread.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.